Confusing experiences. Whoever has confusing experiences. This is a thought for today. I am the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Confusing experiences. We all have confusing experiences in our life that cause us to wonder just what's going on. We look around us and we see all of the activities that go on around us, and we see that people are expressing themselves in very dynamic ways, very enthusiastic ways. Well, have you ever gone to a sports event, soccer game or football or baseball or anything? People just go crazy there. I would like to take the enthusiasm of the people at a football game and bottle it. If we could capture the enthusiasm of a football game and of the people in the stadium and how excited they are about the football game, and turn that into, say, for instance, "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me." Wow! The whole world would be electrified, really. 50,000 people, 70,000 people at a stadium, and that's not unusual. They're going to watch people play football, baseball, soccer, other games like that. I mean, it's sport. It's just, it has nothing to do except entertainment, which is great. Well, if someone at any one of these games would direct the attention, "Okay, now let's sing, 'My country, 'tis of thee,' and 'Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light,'" and what dynamic, what vibrato, what power they sing this. And then, if someone would say to the audience, at the peak of their shouting for the players, "Go, go, go," and they say, "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me." Let's say it together. "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me." What would happen? 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 What would happen?
Yes, I'm here.
I shouted this amount of time, and we have one of our participants here who was off in cloud nine. Ush! She did not wake up in the slightest when I said what would happen. She did not hear it. She did not know it. You see, this is the confusing experiences that we go through in our life. Right at the dynamic time of our experiences, we doze off. Right at the dynamic time of our creativity, we doze off. And not only sleeping doze off, but our attention wanders. Our attention wanders somewhere, and what would happen if everybody in the grandstand would say, "There now is peace on earth, and it began with me"? Wow! The whole world would tremble with the vibrations of peace. The whole world would vibrate and do all that good stuff with peace. Now, say for instance, you take a crowd of people, and you don't need the crowd, but it's fun to think about them. And here they are at the peak of their football game. And then you say, "President Reagan is now whole and perfect. President Reagan is now whole and perfect." Who gives a damn about President Reagan? He's not president anymore. He's an old man who's got Alzheimer's disease. Who cares about him? Well, that doesn't the point. Do an experiment. Do an experiment and say, "President Reagan is whole and perfect right now." What would happen to President Reagan? There'd be no Alzheimer's disease in his body. There'd be no limitation in his body. He'd be the same old, fantastic, beautiful, dynamic man who is a most amazing person. Okay, so we don't have a football stadium filled with cheering, shouting, powerful vibrations. But we have our vibrations. We have our individual vibrations. How are we using them? Are we using them just casually for ourselves, saying, oh, I feel so tired. Oh, I don't feel like getting out of bed. Oh, I just like to lay here all day long. Oh, bring me my meals in bed, you know. Oh, I don't want to walk the path today. I don't feel like walking the path today. Oh, I don't feel, moan. Hey, we're taking the vibrations of that football game and we're putting it to work on our negative experience. And sure enough, we don't want to walk the path. How many times have you walked the path and you didn't feel like walking it completely? Ah! How many times have you walked the path around the meditation center here at the Absolute Monastery and you didn't feel like walking the whole path? It's only 3 miles long, you know, and a big deal. You're going up and down mountains, it's true, but how many times have you quit in the middle or took a shortcut in and not done the whole thing? Or you had a rush for some unknown reason. You had to hurry back to go to the toilet. You had to hurry back because you were late. You started out late. You couldn't finish them. Well, let me offer a suggestion. That's only confusion in your experience. If we will train ourselves to do the whole path, maybe we can't do it all at once, but once we've done it, we can always do it. We do the whole path. Teach ourselves to speak our word on the path. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. A reorganization function of my body is whole and perfect. We will have the power of that soccer game at its peak, roaring through our consciousness, vibrating this earth, bringing us that experience of wholeness and perfection. But we have to do it. We cannot let someone else do it. We cannot expect someone else to do it. We cannot realize that somebody else is going to do this thing. We have to do it for ourselves. And the only way we can do it for ourselves is by putting the cause into motion to do it for ourselves. Now, are you willing to do this? Are you willing to put that cause in motion? Are you willing to give every ounce of your energy to pull yourself up over the edge of that cliff? You see, I can't, I haven't got any more strength. You got strength, pull yourself up. And all of a sudden you got strength. You have to say to yourself, I got strength, I can do it. I want to do it. I want to do it because it's for me. It's not for me to tell others that I did it. It's not for me to do anything but to do it and enjoy it and live with it and be happy with it. It's for yourself. Now, some people fall asleep easily, you know. I said, did you have a good night's sleep last night? Oh, yes, very good. Are you tired? No, not at all. Then why are you falling asleep? You lack enthusiasm. You lack attention. Now, when I beat you over the head with, you're home perfect, you're home perfect, you're home perfect, you say, would you shut up? And then the day comes, you're home perfect. And your life is on a thread, on a little tiny thread. And I say, you're whole and perfect. You don't tell me to shut up unless you're ready to kick off. And if you're ready to kick off for another adventure, then go. Don't have me wasting my time saying you're whole and perfect, because you are whole and perfect doing your thing. Now, Ellen was saying when she gets on the phone with people and she's doing the treatment for herself, being a practitioner, she first sees herself whole and perfect, and then she sees the other person whole and perfect. So every time you get on the phone as a practitioner, you're working with these people, you're blessing yourself. You're lifting yourself. You're first seeing yourself whole and perfect. This is powerful. Now the confusion is, and the confusion is big. The confusion is, you think there's somebody out there to heal. Well, you got a problem. You got a real problem. If you first treat yourself and see yourself whole and perfect, there's nobody out there to heal. You look out there and you see yourself. You say, You're whole and perfect. You're fantastic. You're joyous. You're wonderful. I feel so sad. You are super duper duper. Oh, but don't you realize my baby died and my husband's sick and the dog's this and the house just burned out. Don't you realize? Hey, lady, you're whole and perfect. You're fabulous. You are heartless, sir. I don't want to call you again. But lady, you're whole and perfect. Lift up your eyes. See the light. What has happened is now past. You're not going to bring it back. You're not going to bring back your dead baby. You're not going to bring back your sick husband. You're not going to bring back your burned up house. You're going to have a new house. You're going to have a new baby. You're going to have a whole and perfect husband. Now, right now. You cannot live in the past. You cannot live in the moment ago, or yesterday. You cannot live there. Because if you live there, you are there. And you deserve everything that you experience there. If you experience some kind of nice things, you say, well, it's kind of nice. No! Get with today in the new experiences today. You get a new drama waiting for you. You've got a new book to write. You've got a new painting to paint. You've got a new baby to make. You've got a new life to live. Starting right now. Let the dead bury the dead. I wonder who said that. Satan, get thee behind me. I wonder who said that. We are living in the now. I wonder who said that. Now is the acceptable time for my good. Let's live our philosophy. Let's live our religion. Let's live our life. And let's be wonderful and happy and joyous and peaceful and fulfilled in every possible way, because that's the only way you're going to go. There is no other way. Can you visualize a soccer stadium with screaming monsters up there saying, go, 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 hey, 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 kick him, bay, ho, ho, do it. Such enthusiasm, such over nothing, over absolutely nothing, but having fun. Don't knock it, but they're having fun. Well, let's take that same enthusiasm, that same dynamic spirit, and put it on the statement, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wealthy. I'm healthy. I'm fantastic. It's up to you. You got all that enthusiasm, all that joy, all that power, and you can use it. But if you don't use it, this is your fault. You just have another confusing experience after another confusing experience after another confusing experience. Edgar Mitchell went out in outer space, and he sent back thoughts to his friend, and his friend picked up the thoughts, wrote down the time, so forth and so on, and they compared notes later. Through time and space, the thoughts went. Uncle Worrell's husband always felt that he could heal through his solar plexus, and he would have somebody in a distant city. And he'd say, I'm sending you my healing vibrations. And he could feel the healing vibrations from his solar plexus fly over to St. Louis, Missouri from Wilmington, Delaware. And boom, the guy was healed at that instant. And he called on the phone and said, I'm healed. It's wonderful. Well, now, why doesn't Alva's husband do that all the time? Because he puts so much enthusiasm and so much energy into it. He feels worn out. Well, now, I'm telling you this story merely to show you it works. The technique works. But you don't have to drain yourself of energy to have it work. What you do is you put the cause in motion, and you know it's the cause. You think it's your enthusiasm. You think it's your lack of confusion, your belief in yourself, and that's a part of it. But it's more than that. It's a principle. It's a principle that works all the time. So I say to you, put that principle into motion. Put that principle into motion for yourself and watch beautiful things happen in your life. Because you have the confusion experience all too often. because you don't keep your mind straight and clear on what it is you want. And the minute you have your mind straight and clear on what it is you want, then you have it. Now let's start with Ingeborg. Ingeborg, Inge, what is the desire of your heart? Is the desire of your heart to live in a healthy body, spirit, mind, and body, to be whole and perfect, not that you're sick, but to be whole and perfect, to be dynamic and forceful, to be eternally youthful?
Yes.
Well, then if it is, then start acting like it. Start acting like it in everything that you do. And most things you do pretty well that way. But get busy. Get busy. Get busy with telling yourself, I am whole and perfect. And don't let yourself fall asleep. The minute you see yourself falling asleep, say, hey, I sleep in bed. If I'm tired, I'll go and lay down. But you're not. You're not tired. You don't need to sleep. You just finished a good 9 hours sleep. That's pretty good. And you're wonderful. So you don't need it. You think you do because you think you're tired. But you're not. Maybe I should have you all standing up for the talks here. Maybe that would be a big help. That'd be interesting, huh? And Dodie.
Oh, yeah, Dodie.
Yeah, yeah. What's your hang-up? Your hang-up is that people tell you how old you are because you tell them how old you are. Well, Dodie, I want to christen you today as being 25. You're 25 years old. Now, do you remember when you were 25? It doesn't matter. Did you ever look at anybody else in this world who's 25? Do you see them as dynamic, vital, exciting young people? Well, that's what you are. So act like a dynamic, young, exciting person, okay? Because that's who you are. And Sylvia. Sylvia, you know that you're a ray of sunshine. You know that wherever you go, you just bring smiles and joy with you, wherever you are. Well now, Sylvia, start turning that ray of sunshine inward and let it shine on you and show you what a wonderful person you are right now. And Ellen, you think you're so brilliant. You think you're so intelligent. You think you're so on top of everything. You haven't even opened the book. The minute you open the book, you'll see that all you've done up to now has been an introduction to that massive genius that lays before you. When you open that book and says, I know that I know that I know, God in me is the answer. So open that book now and stop looking in the past. Stop telling us about your kindergarten experiences and your grade school experiences and your nurse experiences and your monk experiences. They're all good. Hey, that's cool stuff. But in the now, Ellen, what was your talk about this morning?
The title was Helping Others.
The what?
The title was Helping Others.
Yes, and you referred to helping others, didn't you? As a child in school and what you were taught. But Ellen, you walked the path this morning and you found a pair of boots. And those boots were from someone who really would like to be helped right now. Did you see the person who owned those boots and say in your heart, I see you fulfilled and happy, successful in everything you do right now? Right now, I see you walking this path, invisible if you wish. I see you going into America and being a dynamic, forceful leader, a power for good for America as well as for Mexico. Did you say that?
No.
But you see, now, live in the now. Let go of the past and start really getting excited about life. Because that's what life's all about. That's what life's all about. And that's what I'd like to see all of you do. Take the excitement of the soccer game at its peak and speak your word and say, I am that I am. I am God. I am wonderful. I am good. And so it is now and forevermore. Didn't get the forevermore on there.